Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, magic makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show. And here is this week's iTunes review. It comes to you from Dub by V. She writes, "I love the podcast. You speak your mind and you don't sugarcoat anything. I love your energy and your good spirit." Oh, that just fills my heart. You don't even understand how much I enjoy these reviews. So please, if you feel the need, please go to iTunes or wherever you listen to this podcast. Do me a favor and hit me up with a 5-star review. I absolutely love them. They mean the world to me, and I will read it on my podcast. So thank you so much, Dub by V. It does mean the world to me. Hey, Magic Makers, it's Kim, and it is that time. Time for another great episode. Today is about self-trust. And I wanted to talk about self-trust because I feel that that is such a limiting factor for so many women. And, you know me, I always going to start with what a definition is. Like, what the hell is self-trust? And that is listening to our own gut. That's listening to those inner voices in our head. That's listening to our intuition about, you know, right, wrong, should I go left, should I go right? You know, for those of you who might be a little woo, it's, you know, looking to the universe for signs, you know, maybe asking for guidance for what that sign could be or what that guidance could be. You know, sometimes we just need a little nudge in the right direction. You know, self-trust is important because when you don't have it, right, you lose that ability to create a sense of well-being, create a sense of internal happiness. And you're always seeking that external validation, that external person to agree with you, right? And yeah, it's nice to have people agree with us, but it's also really nice to be the person who initiates the agreement and says, you know what, this is what I believe, and this is what I'm going to do, and I trust myself so much. You know, it keeps us, you know, thinking what's possible for us. You know, it helps us to honor our emotions and just, you know, present the best version of ourselves to the world. And, you know, with self-trust, it's like you also trust that, like, whatever comes your way, you got it. Like, you got this no matter what. So, you know, I know for me, one of the things about self-trust and one of the things I've been working on a lot lately is being quiet, right? The one thing that big takeaway I can say from Corona, other than wash your damn hands, is the quiet, right? Just stepping back off of that busy freaking treadmill and finding some calm, right? And one of the things I've been working on a lot is with meditation, right? With meditation, I have been focused so much on, you know, how do I just be, right? Be in the moment without future casting, without rambling thoughts. How do I just focus in on the moment? And that's trusting that I can do that. That's trusting that I don't feel like everything has to be about strategery, right? I have to think about the next move, the next thing, the next. And if you're feeling me, keep listening, right? Keep listening. Or, you know, think about, I got to screenshot this and I got to share with someone because they fall into those same patterns that you seem to be falling into, that I have fallen into. So when we, why do we lose our trust, right? You know, it's really easy for me to sit here and define trust. But how do we lose it, right? How do we lose it? Like, is it like losing your keys? You just don't know where you put them. I mean, I know I lose my glasses all the dang time. So it comes from our self-judgment, right? We judge ourselves, you know, come on. We are our own worst critics. We will judge and have, and those judgments will start to build these negative beliefs, you know, that inner girl, that inner critic. And if that sounds like something that you struggle with, I've done a whole episode on that inner critic, and I will make sure to, to put it in the show notes. I totally lost my train of thought there, people. Sorry about that. I will make sure to put that in the show notes so you guys can binge on that when you're done with this episode. You know, we feel like maybe we're, you know, if we stick to something, maybe we're not going to win. Or maybe you did stick with something and it didn't work out. So you're like, clearly, I don't know anything, right? Or, you know, maybe it's the people who you surround yourself with. You know, they are the negative Nancys out there. And they're always telling you that, you know, maybe they tell you your stuff stinks, right? Or maybe they have had a couple failures in their life and they think by not encouraging you, they're sharing you heartbreak or saving you heartbreak, right? You know, it's like, or maybe you just have gotten into the habit of going against your gut. Like, you know, you think you should go right and you're like, well, every time I go right, something happens. So I might as well just go left. And so you just start to second guess yourself so much that you just don't even make a move, right? You're just so, you know, paralyzed as to what the next move should be. So here's the thing. You're not stuck, right? You're never stuck. You are only as good as your next decision. And that next decision, right? Instead of saying, I got to make this like cataclysmic decision that, you know, this life altering decision, you know, if you've ever watched the movie, The Matrix, right? And in The Matrix, Neo is presented with the opportunity to either have the red pill or the blue pill, right? And that's not the kind of decisions I'm asking you to make, right? You know, it's like, you can live this life of mediocrity, or you could go into The Matrix and, like, you know, be the king of The Matrix. So that's not the kind of decisions I'm asking you to make. Is that I'm asking you to say, you know what? Failing isn't fatal, right? Failing only shows you something that didn't work. And so it gives you a chance to regroup and ask yourself, okay, so I went to the right and I bumped into a wall. Okay, so guess what? I'm going to go to the left. Or maybe you went to the right and it was like a 70% failure. Well, you know, here's where you can start to assess, right? Like what happened? What caused it to be a failure? And, you know, one of the biggest things, especially when it comes to health and fitness, because, you know, that's what I'll talk about. One of the things I feel when it comes to health and fitness is so many people fail. So many people don't hit their goals is that, you know, they don't run what I call the reps formula, right? They don't run their reps. And so when you run the reps, you're able to start to recognize if something is going to work out. And so, you know, maybe what you chose wasn't realistic for where you were right now. You know, maybe you said, oh, you know, I'm gonna, you know, quit sugar, and it was December, right? And come on, seriously, trying to quit sugar in December is, I don't even have a good analogy for that. You know, it just puts so much burden on you to try to give up sugar at Christmas time, right? So it wasn't realistic at that time. Were you excited about it? Probably not, right? It's Christmas, you know, it's the end of the year. You know, it's the end of 2020. It's been one hell of a year, you know, so bring on the sugar and the alcohol. You know, could you fit it into your plan? Well, you know, our parties are going to look a lot different, but, you know, there is going to be some type of holiday event that you will socially distance, of course, that you will be attending. And then is you not having sugar, is that sustainable, right? Is that something that you said, oh, I'm going to give up sugar for the rest of my life? And if that's the case, rock on with your bad self, as I say. But if it's not, you're going to set yourself up for failure. And when you run the reps, you start to like get clearer about, darn, what are the outcomes going to be? Well, how is this going to work out for me. And, you know, if you have done anything in the past, for the love of God, forgive yourself, right? You don't have to wear the, like, you know, that giant F of failure on your chest. It's like, hey, we've all done things that we're not proud of, right? And if we continue to do the same things over and over again, then we can kind of say, like, all right, this is a pattern. And you know what? I have to stop falling down the same hole, right? Shame on me. You know, what's the additive? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. If someone knows that, reach out to me. I know when I start recording these, I really should come up with, write down my, like, you know, analogies and my parables and all that good stuff. But 9 times out of 10, I just give myself a nice little outline and then I just go. Like, it's just so much easier for me to just speak from the heart than to speak from, you know, a written out script. If I had a written out script, I would probably sound like, and failure is not fatal. And come on, would you listen to that? Probably not, right? I want this to feel like you and I are sitting across from each other at Starbucks, when you could do that, and having a conversation, right? That this is just a, you know, I want to just provoke your thoughts, right? To get you to be like, interesting. And maybe, or hopefully, actually, no maybes, hopefully, there's something that I say today that you say, you know what? Kim's right. That's one thing I can try. All right. So after we forgive yourself, like, you're not doing anything harmful to yourself. You're trying to better yourself. And you are trying to, you know, find ways to better yourself. You know, think about, you know, back in the day, they thought the world was flat, right? Everyone was, the world is flat. Like, you see the horizon and they just assumed there was just like a giant, you know, cliff, if you will, like a waterfall that you just fell into the abyss. And it took, you know, plenty of people, you know, showing that the earth is curved. And, you know, finally, you know, sailors are like, all right, we're doing this. We're going to be the brave ones. We're going to prove that you're not going to, like, fall into the abyss if you go past the horizon. So that's what I'm asking you to do. I'm asking you to get into your old wooden ship and sail past the horizon. Okay. And know that this is you trying to be better. This is you. And when I say better, I'm saying 1% better, right? I'm not saying let's scale like tall buildings in a single bound, right? You're not Superman. You're just like regular lady, you know, trying to get stuff done. You know, and now here's where I think many of us forget to acknowledge the good stuff. Right? This is evidence, right? You know, if we were in the, you know, the court of life, right? You, and you're presenting your evidence of why you're a great person. You know, these are the things that you've accomplished, you know, like, have you, you know, maybe you own your own business. Maybe you are, you know, have an amazing job. Maybe you have amazing kids or amazing relationships, whatever it is. That's proof that you're not this crappy person that you think you are. That's proof that when you put your mind to something, boom, shakalaka, you get it done, right? That's what this evidence is. And, you know, Abraham Hicks, he is a entity. I'm not even going to go into that because that was just a lot. That's a lot. But anyway, Abraham Hicks, he says that, you know, for us to really get into that true mindset of, like, you know, believing that everything happens for our own good, we have to find evidence, right? For us to start to believe, we need to have that evidence. And here's where I'm asking you to start building this evidence. You know, anytime someone says something good to you or positive to you, save that. That way you can go back and you have, you know, maybe it's screenshotted on your phone. I don't know. Maybe it's a folder in your email. You can go back and be like, oh, on June 10th, Sarah said I saved her life. On, you know, and it was, you know, I saved her life by something I said, or I saved her life by going to pick her up, whatever it is. But these are the little things that, like, when you have that day that it feels like someone kicked you in the stomach, you read that and you're like, you know what? I'm not a horrible person. I am a good person, right? Start making small commitments to yourself. you know, I think what happens is so many of us make these like, try to make these huge commitments. They'll be like, I'm going to work out 2 hours a day, and then I'm going to not have any sugar. I'm not going to have any wheat. I'm not going to have blah, 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 blah. And the list goes on. And then when you like, you know, F up, which, you know, probably will happen, especially when you try to go from zero to 60, you get all pissed at yourself. And you're like, see, that's proof. Evidence, right? We believe the bad evidence, but we never believe the good evidence. This is proof that I should be where I am. This is proof that I'm destined to be just the way I'm supposed to be, right? Bah, no. What I ask is small commitments, right? So I hate cardio. I will admit it. I hate cardio. Oh, okay. Or let me say how my mother would be like when I was a kid. I couldn't say hate. So I had to say I mentally dislike. I'm like an 8-year-old saying mentally dislike. What the hell's that all about? Anyway, so I mentally dislike cardio. Maybe you agree. So if you agree, hit me up on the socials, Kim Jefferson Coach on Instagram, and let me know that you hate cardio too. So I would say, okay, I'm going to do 30 minutes of cardio. Then 20 minutes would come and I'm like, I don't need this 20 minutes. And then I would like bail. And I wasn't committing to myself. And so I said, okay, Kim, you're doing these 20 minutes, these 30 minutes of cardio. And at 20 minutes, I would say, okay, I would have a song that was my like, get me over the hump song, right? And we all have that song that's just, you're like, get me over the hump, like get me through this, like 10 more minutes of cardio. Or I would switch machines, right? Something to make me do those extra 10 minutes so I could commit to that full 30 minutes I told myself I was going to do. So ask yourself, what's a small commitment? Maybe it's, hey, I'm going to go to bed at 10 o'clock so I can get 7 hours sleep. Maybe it's I'm going to drink water. Maybe it's going to have vegetables a couple times a day, whatever it is, like figure out what is that small commitment that you can have to yourself and prove to you that yourself that you are a winner. The other thing is getting quiet, right? The other kind of upside of Corona for me is getting quiet, right? You know, you are forced to like not be like in the grind and the hustle and the bustle. And so I've been focusing on meditation, and for me, it's so hard for me. I've been so in the flow of life that it's so hard for me to not list make, right? I'm laying, trying to listen to this meditation. And in my head, I'm like, list making. And I'm like, I got to stop that. And so that's one of the things that I've been really working with meditation is, you know, getting quiet and listening. And when you get quiet and listen, that's when your like your gut starts talking to you. And I'm not talking your stomach gurgling. I'm talking like, you know, your intuition starts to, you know, your intuition doesn't scream like it's at a Patriots game. Your intuition like whispers like you're in a library. And so when you get quiet, you can start to listen to that inner voice. You know, the questions that maybe you're not saying them out loud, but the questions that you might be silently asking yourself throughout the day, they start to like bubble up and answers start to come, but you've got to get quiet in order to hear the librarian, you know, your body being the librarian. You know, also be willing to take risk, right? Not everything you do is going to be a slam dunk, right? I wish, you know, it's funny. I'm trying to figure out how do I say this? I feel that when people come to, you know, health professionals, fitness people, personal trainers, that you want these black and white answers, right? Like you want a yes or a no. And so many times, you know, when we say depends, right? It really depends, you know, especially women, right? It depends on your age, depends on how many times you've been dieting. It depends on how have you been lifting prior, depends on what your nutrition history are. So like, there's this whole kind of like, you know, if then trees that we have to go through where so many people want this like black and white, like if you do these three things, you're going to hit your goal. 9 times out of 10, that's the answer. But there's always that person who is that, you know, outlier that you're like, oh crap, right? You know, I got to move some more dials to really get them where they want to go. So it's like, you have to be willing to take risks. You have to be willing to stop doing what you've always done. And this was for me like 2 years ago, you know, as I was on my healing journey, like one, the big risk I had to do was I had to like literally go vegan for six months. I like my meat, but I it was something I had to do. So I had to take a risk and do that to see if it was going to help me. And it did. It did help me. So then the next risk I had to do was that I had to like start to stop eating by the clock. And I had to really start to like, am I hungry? And when I wasn't hungry, not eat because it was 10:30. And that I trained myself to eat at 10:30 because I typically had clients from 12 to 2. And if I didn't eat at 10:30, I would starve. I was like at 10:30 and I didn't have a client at noon. I had to say, am I hungry? Right? Or if I just had like a noon client, could I wait till 1 to eat? So it's really playing with yourself and having these experiments to see how, you know, can you trust yourself, right? It's same thing around food, right? You know, can you portion the foods in your house and just have, you know, they have those like little baby Ziploc bags. So can I just have that little baby Ziploc bag of food and then put it away, right? Can you do that? Those are some of the things that I work with clients on is like, how do we start to like have that trust yourself with committing to like doing what you say you're going to do? And then how do you have that consistency around, you know, food? Also, you want to clear the toxic crap, right? You know, people that you follow on social media, maybe it's people in your life. You know, not everyone in our life is our biggest cheerleader. And maybe they're your, you know, biggest person who tells you like, you ain't the stuff you think you are. And so maybe you need to get rid of them, you know, maybe, or not if you can't get rid of them, maybe they're a family member. Maybe you just keep your distance from them. Right. And, you know, maybe it's a matter of you, maybe it's not going to Sunday dinner every night. You know, maybe it's going every other week, or maybe it's going once a month, whatever it is that it takes for you to, you know, feel better about yourself and let go of, you know, that pattern of, you know, that person beating you down. And that leads into what one of the other things is old patterns, right? You know, the old pattern of if I'm not perfect and I blow my diet by Wednesday, then I'm going to say, screw it and start again on Monday. I was there. I totally was there. I would, you know, come fast out of the gates and, you know, I would, you know, blow it and then be like, well, you know, I'll just start again on Monday. Or the weekend would come and I didn't have a plan. So I would just, you know, party like a rock star and, you know, wake up the next morning full of regret and wonder why I'm full of regret. So it's owning you, right? Trusting that if you make a plan, trust saying to yourself that, you know what, life just doesn't happen, right? I have some part in that life. You know, I decide, right? I decide how it's going to go down. You know, decide that I'm going to trust myself. Decide that, you know what, when I wing it, I ain't good, you know, and maybe you can get to that point, right? But if you're not a good winger right now, I'm sorry, you're just kind of falling into that cycle. So for many clients, you know, I always say it takes a little bit to start to, have to plan, right? You have to. And, you know, the plan doesn't have to be this like 901 do this, 904 do this. No, it can be, you know, where are your biggest pitfalls? It could be, okay, I need to like sit down and make a plan 24 hours in advance. This is what my food looks like, right? This is what my workouts look like. Or for the week, you know, I know for the week, I map out my workouts, right? So that way they're in there. I treat them as a calendar, you know, I treat them as an appointment that I can't break, you know? And so, you know, one of the things that, you know, depending on what you're struggling with, if you're someone who's struggling with workouts, I'm like, put them in your damn calendar. And like, again, treat it like an appointment you can't break. You know, if it's your food 24 hours in advance, go in your fridge and write down, what are you going to eat? Right? So that you don't end up just eating crap and then feeling like crap and then beating the crap out of yourself and just crap, 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 right? It's those little simple things that start to build that self-trust that you're like, you know what? I know I can eat well. I know I can work out. And eventually it just becomes who you are, what you do. But you gotta have the patience, right? Patience doesn't come overnight. And trust me, I have the patience of a gnat. I have no patience, but through, you know, my whole healing journey, I have learned that I have to put one foot in front of the other. I can't sprint to the finish line. Sprinting to the finish line is what caused my hormones to give me the finger. Sprinting to the finish line is what caused me to just always feel like I was in the constant reboot, reboot, reboot. Now I'm done with that. Uncle, like I give. And it's been a slow journey. Do I wish it were like overnight? You bet your sweet bottom I do. But I know that it's taken me some time, I will admit, but I know that I don't want to do this again, right? I've spent the last 5 years with this. And my goal is like, I pray that over the next 2 years, all the work that I've done will get me back to, you know, where I was so that I can feel strong again, so that I can feel like, you know what, I'm not always like thinking about, oh, what about this? What about this? What about that? Right? You know, I want to get to my sweet spot. And so for most of the things, I'm at my sweet spot. There are a few things that I'm still working on, right? So I want you to know that so many people feel like, you know, once you diet and exercise and you hit your goal, that, you know, like you don't have to do anything. You just like, you know, put your feet up and just chill. I wish, right? You know, it's like the key to anything. It's like, right, the Fit Girl Magic Formula. Great habits lead to great routines that lead to consistency, and the consistency gives you the results, right? So it's like you have to work on being consistently committed, right? Consistently committed to your process, right? So the more I jump around, the more I don't trust myself, the more I look over the fence, you know, around the fence, through the window, and I see Sally, Mary, Jilly, all doing different things. And I say, I need to do a piece of that without really having a plan, without having a process. I'm always going to be in the struggle, right? And that's where you have to continue to trust yourself. This takes practice. It's not overnight. It's not the, like, you know, I wish I could name this podcast 5 Easy Steps to Self-Trust, right? It is everything I laid out and just saying to yourself, what feels in integrity to me right now? What feels possible? It's working my reps, right? What feels realistic to me right now? What am I most excited about right now? Can I make a plan for it in my life? And at the end of the day, is it sustainable, right? It's the sustainability that is key to everything, okay? Everything is sustainability is the key to everything. So that's all I got for you today. If you, and this resonated with you at all, do me a favor, hit a screenshot and tag me on Instagram and just let me know what your one takeaway is for this podcast. All right. Enjoy the rest of your day and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic Podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.